I mean, we got a pretty big day ahead of us here. Pretty big night ahead of us here. We got a Florida Panthers round two playoff game. See if they can put the pedal to the metal tonight. Take care of business. Bring it home one more time on Friday. And then move on to round three. I know I'm putting a lot of stuff ahead of the cart ahead of the horse there, if you will.
There you go.
That's kind of the way that I'm feeling on that one. I am as excited as I am about the Panthers. I am steaming mad about Matt Mervis. I cannot contain my anger, and a little bit towards myself, of course, because I continue to bet him. And I mean, they literally show you what the batting average is. It's not a secret that he gets a hit like every 8.5 at bats. So, and I'm not the only one who sees that. Clayton McCullough sees it as well. Here's why I'm steaming mad, though. He's your DH last night. So I didn't even bet him to hit a home run last night. All I bet him was to get a hit. One hit. That's it. Yeah. Plus 105, Matt Mervis, one hit. He's your DH. Now, who do you put in the DH spot?
Somebody that can get a damn hit. It's called designated hitter.
I actually thought it was for damn hit. I thought DH was damn hit. We need a damn hit. Put that guy at the DH.
Uh-huh.
He got two at-bats last night before Clayton McCullough pinch hit for him. Because the Cubs brought in a lefty. So you're telling me the designated hitter really can't take an at-bat in the sixth inning or the seventh inning? Like, you want to pinch hit for him in the ninth, try to get something going. But, I mean, good God, man. He's your designated hitter. Guy got two at-bats last night.
I would ask you, does it say that he's a great hitter or does it say something about the Marlins roster?
It's Clayton McCullough's running me hot.
I don't know if we really have a designated hitter. If our designated hitter is hitting 106.
This guy's running me hot. Let him take a couple swings, Clayton. But listen, he's not doing any good against righties. Let him try against the lefty at least.
Give him a bat.
Running me hot. The Cavs stink. Are we going to have a Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals? Who would have seen that coming when the playoffs, like even in the play-in round, like when you start to go, okay, I could see this happening, that happening. Did anyone see Pacers, Knicks, Eastern Conference Finals?
No. And if they say yes, they've been lying the whole time. They said, I said it. No matter what happens, Boston's going to at least the conference finals.
Is there any chance that the Knicks will lose to Boston, Solana, without Jason Tatum?
Maybe tonight, right? Like Boston pulls out game five at home, stave off elimination to win three straight against New York the way Brunson's playing. I think the Knicks have a good team, by the way. Like they were built specifically to go after Boston. But no, I don't see any way they're winning three straight unless Jaylen Brown really is that dude and Tatum's been holding him back.
Did you watch UD and Jay Will with Greeny today?
No, I saw a little bit of it.
They had this question. And hey, what does Boston have to do, you know, to win game six? The answer was nothing basketball. Jaylen has to be so upset that his brother in arms got beat in battle and hurt in battle. And now he comes out with a vengeance. I've watched these games. This come out with a vengeance isn't going to work when Jalen Brunson is going to roast your ass in the fourth quarter every time he gets a chance.
Yeah, that's a wild turn of events. Pacers, and again, I'm not anointing the Knicks because they still have to beat Boston one time. But and I have the Knicks tonight plus +5. Remember, I put it in yesterday when I saw it was plus +5. It's plus +4.5 now, so we're in a half point better. I still think that line is too high, but I guess I'm the guy who bets Matt Mervis batting 180. So don't listen to what I have to say.
Put Knicks in a five Pacers, as well.
Knicks Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. That's wild, man.
It's wild. But the Knicks being there, I know how much we hate them, but that's great for basketball.
Oh my God, that is so good for basketball. So good for they have been waiting for this for the longest. That place is, I mean, you see what's the street corner outside Madison Square Garden, Solana? I mean, it's as if they've won a championship and it's a game in the second round. I mean, that's how crazy mad that city is for a decent Knicks team, and they finally got it.
Bird Road after the Heat win a title is better. Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Calle Ocho.
The line for Bird Bowl is just as long. Dolphin schedule gets released tonight. All the people have figured it out. Our guy Big E, who was on with us yesterday, he's got the entire schedule posted. I don't know if people want spoilers or if they want to wait for the official release tonight. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
What is Spain? What, Spain's released already?
They're playing Washington in Spain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
In Spain, week 11. They're playing the Commanders. I had a couple of them yesterday. I didn't write down all the spoilers because I actually think for a lot of Dolphins fans, it's exciting. 8 p.m. The Dolphins have some special video release.
That's why I don't know what to do with it, because I mean, it's out there if you want it. And normally I text everything on Twitter to the Ticket Wizard, Jay Keller 5. He's a huge Dolphins fan. But the Ticket Wizard, he reads the newspaper still. Like, he gets the newspaper. So when I send him stuff on text that I see on Twitter, if I don't send it to him, he's not going to see it for 2 days, literally 2 days. I'm not kidding you. He sends me pictures. I don't want to call them screenshots because they're not screenshots. He sends me pictures of an article in the paper that he's reading that morning. And many times I make fun of him. Other times I don't have the heart to tell him that I saw this, you know, 3 days ago. But I didn't send him the Dolphins schedule release because I don't know if he's like waiting, you know, for 8 o'clock and you know, sits in front of the TV and or don't they do the cutesy little releases on social media? Barry will never see that. Yeah.
My CPA takes scissors and cuts out newspaper articles, writes the date on the top and saves them for me and gives them to me months later. Hey, did you see the breakdown of Tua's injury? It's off season, Carter. Like, I saw this months ago. Okay, just wanted to, you know, give you the paper copy. I saw it and thought about you.
And I used to love the newspaper. I'm one of these guys. I used to love the newspaper. The Sunday newspaper was like religion to me. I get a couple hours. This was, first of all, before I had a kid. Once you have a kid, it's really hard to sit down for a couple hours and read the newspaper. But I used to love the newspaper, even growing up, because, again, there was no internet. So, like, to get the sports scores, to get someone's batting average, all that stuff, like, you'd have to open the newspaper. You didn't know what the score was. Oh, we talked about it with Goldie, you know, on Sports Phone when he was doing that in New York. But, I mean, a lot of times if you wanted to get a score late at night, the only way to do it was either listen to Ed Kaplan, but I didn't live in Miami as a kid. Or you call Sports Phone, or you wait for the newspaper the next morning. And the newspaper, they wouldn't go to print till the game was done that night. You know what I mean? Like if the Cubs or the White Sox were playing at night, they would hold off on going to print if it was a late game, because when it got to your door in the morning, it was going to have all the scores. Now, I think like the Miami Herald, tomorrow's Miami Herald has probably already been printed. I think at 2:15, they've already printed tomorrow's Herald. They're getting ready. Like, it's just, it's a different world. But but the Ticket Wizard every day reads his newspaper, and on Sundays reads the Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald. And it's probably an easier life because everything's brand new to him. I've already lived through all the emotions of all the stories, and it's new to him on Sunday morning with a couple.
Did I ever tell you, Big Randy had a paper route as a grown man, and I'd go with him?
Stop it.
We used to
an NFL
like,
player.
It was, this is post NFL. Randy's biggest year was $100,000.
But then
he went to prison and they lost all the Cadillacs. It was curtains for him. We didn't really have that much money. We were okay. But to pick up extra money, like 3:30 a.m., he'd take his Ford Taurus. We'd go down, we'd fill the whole back seat of his Taurus up with newspapers. And I would throw the ones out of the passenger window. He'd throw the ones out of the driver window down roads, and he'd know which ones to throw.
Well, tell him, because you make fun of me for this, I was the best tipper for the newspaper delivery guy when Christmas rolled around.
How do you get the tip? Because all you do is throw it out the window.
They throw a card in the newspaper that one day around the beginning of December. Because remember, the newspaper would be in that plastic bag and they would put a card in there. Happy holidays from your newspaper carrier. And it would have a self-addressed stamped envelope attached to it. And that's how you would send them your tip.
Oh, Randy missed all his tips.
He didn't know how to work the system to get his Christmas gift.
He's smoking a joint, smoking 4,500 GPC cigarettes. He didn't stop and get no tips.
Did you grow up reading the New Orleans Times Picayune, Dan? Wasn't that the New Orleans paper, the Times Picayune?
Yeah, Times Picayune. That's what I read.
Anybody ever heard of that, the Times Picayune?
I thought you were joking.
How'd you know about that?
Right. Well, if you're my age, you kind of know all the major newspapers, but the Times Picayune, that was like, you'd never, because you hear like in Chicago, you had the Tribune and the Sun Times, like many newspapers. There's the Herald. Which newspaper do you have there, Solana? And what year is it from?
It's funny because I was doing a FIU podcast last week, Pause Up, which comes out today. And I was showing them, I covered FIU sports for The Beacon, which was the student newspaper at FIU, and I kept every edition that I wrote in. I have it here.
I have
in
every
box.
Edition of the Miami Hurricane that I wrote in freshman year in 1987. I'm in a box somewhere. I don't know where.
I have the article somewhere. Whenever I got locked up in Gainesville, Jeff Darlington had to write a good report about me and the alligator, and I keep them, and I have them somewhere in a box.
So just sign that.
I lost everything in clippings. Katrina, so
you brought out clippings for a podcast.
That was my big reveal. That was my big reveal.
Do you remember my Beacon article on Josh Wilson?
Read us some of that. I want to see what your writing is like.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Cringe.
I won a couple awards at FIU. Oh,
why do you do this? Why do you do this? This is the same thing you do when you talk about being all American and then we peel back the layers and it was a participation trophy. What writing award did you win?
I won
a writing award.
I won like most engaged article or something on FIU student media. I did. I really did.
You won most engaged award?
Whatever, like the article that had the most engagement for the year.
Well, fuse them.
Guy believes he's won an award or some sort of accolade for everything he's done. And then when you start to peel back, he's never gotten an award.
Here we go.
Who else has a fuse them award?
Distance runner maintains his second passion. Here we go. Here's how I start headline. The column. Kobe or LeBron? ?
Oh, for the love of God.
For most people who have lived in Miami all their life, that answer should be an easy one. They are taking the man who changed the whole dynamic of basketball by taking his talents to South Beach, the back-to-back NBA champion LeBron James. Even back in the day, just doing heat bits.
But who the hell does Kobe or LeBron? It's MJ or LeBron.
But this is, Hawk, this is 2014, 2013. Kobe or LeBron?
Nobody was doing Kobe or LeBron. That's a terrible, terrible league.
Yeah, that's bad.
That the one you won the award for?
No.
That was about a distance runner?
Yeah, that's even more confusing.
Oh, this
Don't
is great.
Don't tell me you were doing great. A Kobe versus LeBron comparison about two distance runners no one's ever heard of.
This is great. They misspelled my name, Solano. that's what they did to the most prestigious writers. They misspelled their name.
I've told you that story. So my freshman year, I go and I'm writing for the Miami Hurricane, and I don't know what I want to do in media at this point. So I'm like, I was a freshman. Levitard was a sophomore, but the Ticket Wizard was friends with Dan from the year prior, because Ticket Wizard's a year older than me. And so over the summer before I get to UM, Dan is the sports editor for the Miami Hurricane. And so I also, because I have no writing skills, was also assigned long distance running as like, I don't know if it was my beat, but that was certainly the article that I had to write. So I wrote my article, the first article, and then the Miami Hurricane comes out and it's spelled M-A-R-K, Mark Hockman, M-A-R-K. And I say to Dan, you know, you spelled my first name wrong. And he was just forlorn. Like he was so, I didn't realize that people in newspaper take that stuff seriously, getting things right. I had no, I was like, hey, you got my name wrong. And he just couldn't believe that he allowed that to happen, as the sports editor was so apologetic. And I'm like, I'm just pointing it out for next time. But I didn't have the same journalistic standards as he may have had. But anyway, the Times-Picayune. You ever read the Times-Picayune, Jimmy?
Never.
You ever read a newspaper down here? You ever get the Sun Sentinel, the Herald?
Only in when I was in school, we had to get like an article from the newspaper and just read a summary about it.
So you read one article once?
A few times.
That's strange. Like, you ever read a newspaper? It can't say no. Like he just couldn't say, well, I had to write, yeah, when I had to write an article about one.
Yeah, because it's for a grade.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it. I get it.
Oh, I found Solana, you're not going to find.
I found a Domino's gift card in here. Let's go. Pizza on me, boys.
That's that's what you won for the fuser.
You know what I do miss is the penny pincher.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Those are some discounts.
Yeah. Man, I don't know how they make money in that penny pincher, but boy, they had some stuff going.
For real down here too, CityLink, New Times, like if you remember that, like there were so many good publications. Ryan from Funky Buddha, he used to sell advertising for CityLink. Before he owned Funky Buddha Brewery, he was an ad salesman for CityLink.
That's crazy.
Anyway, we're going to run out of time.
I'm glad he got away from that. Family wouldn't be eating good right now.
I don't know how I got onto this topic, but I do like flexing a New Orleans Times Picayune every now and then.
That's impressive.
It's a good thing to have in the holster every now and then. Zach Gelb is going to join us today, and John Michaels is going to join us today. And I'm tempted to play Max Struess working the rides at Disney World for what he did last night during the Cavs game. I don't know if anybody saw this, but he texted the entire team. If you're not ready tonight, if you don't want to work, if you don't believe, don't show up. And then Max Struess went 0-9.
Who's the big guy named Miles Turner? He put his whole crotch down, his whole side of his body. I said, damn, Max.
So real quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durell Hyundai.
There is some Florida Panthers news. Evan Rodriguez will be out today for the Cats.
Yeah, that
was confirmed. Yeah. Boqvist is, I think I botched that, but Jesper Boqvist will be on the line in replacing Evan Rodriguez.
I know you're a journalist, an award-winning journalist. It's Jesper Boqvist. So you almost got it. You only got the first and last name wrong.
I hope Fumas didn't hear that.
They might. They're going to take back your award. Like your, who's the guy that got the Heisman taken away?
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. You're going to be the Reggie Bush of the Clumens Award.
If you're looking for good basketball, no joke, because, yeah, Cleveland stinks. I mean, I was sick to my stomach yesterday. And Donovan Mitchell comes out there, 35 points on a bum ankle, and the rest of that team is just ridiculous. I can't believe I got duped by them, but the Thunder Nuggets series is genuinely one of the best basketball series I have ever watched, and there's still a couple more games left.
It's intriguing. I like the cast of characters, if you want to call the rosters a cast of characters. I love the cast of characters.
That's what it feels like, a changing of the guard type thing. All these young kids and these old guys we've watched for 10 years. And damn, these little young
How
boys.
How old is Jokic? 28?
29?
Yeah. You could tell me 45 and you could tell me 21, and I would believe either one.
He got one of them Jimmy faces.
He's 30. I don't
know how old Jimmy is.
Just turned 30.
So Aaron Murray's probably late 20s. Aaron Gordon, late 20s. Jamal Murray's late 20s. But then these OKC guys are all, they're 14. It's ridiculous.
Bro, the shot Joker hit last night, though, they were down three under 2 minutes to go. Did any of you see that? Where he just steps back to his right with the shot clock winding down. Ball behind with two hands behind his head.
Like effortless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's everybody just shot making everywhere. And then here comes Michael Porter Jr. Just brick off the side of the backboard, brick, air ball. I mean,
I saw Westbrook air ball a three, like badly.
Hey, man. They leave Westbrook wide the hell open for a purpose. He's always wide open. He keeps letting them fly.
He does not stop.
Tonight in the NBA, you have Knicks trying to close out the Celtics at the TD Garden in Boston, 7 p.m. The Warriors are trying to stave off elimination. They're on the road in Minnesota. Steph Curry has been ruled out for this game.
Give him a good Jimmy game, Jimmy.
14-6-3.
Maybe he should wear his Rolex. Really seemed to work out last time he was in Minnesota.
Tell you what, he'd be a triple-double machine if pump fakes counted for something.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
How mad were you every morning when Randy would wake you to go on this paper route?
I was jacked up.
Get out of here.
It was fun.
Stop it.
We'd be in a smoke-filled Taurus.
I was going to say, he's smoking heater after heater. You're getting a dollar out of the transaction.
Oh, no. But I don't have a seatbelt on because it was different times back then. I get to reach in the back, pull newspapers up, sling them. At the end, we'd get donuts. This was bonding. This is old Crowder bonding.
Like Robert De Niro and Calodro on the bus in the Bronx Tale.
We were hotboxing a Taurus and enjoying some father-son time.
NFL schedule is released, by the way, tonight at 8 p.m. Dolphins already teased their video release with a new sleek neon-ish Dolphin logo, which looks pretty cool. I'm intrigued. They got me intrigued, so I'll be tuning in at 8. Also looks like a lot of national TV games. Nah.
I looked at that. So again, I don't want to do spoilers, but there was a good Monday, Thursday, Monday.
Relax.
Fun for me.
Your weather from the
2-hour show.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. It's in the upper 80s. It'll be in the mid-70s later tonight. That is your weather.
It is hot, hot. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Zach Gelb. He can be heard nationally every weekday on the Infinity Sports Network. And he's joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He comes to us from the WFAN studios every week in New York City, where the city has gone basketball crazy because of those New York Knicks. I was saying to Crowder and Solana, I mean, you'd have been committed before the playoffs started if you said the Eastern Conference Finals was going to be the Knicks and the Pacers, but it looks like we're heading to see Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. I'm also trying to jinx the Knicks a little bit here by pretending like it's a done deal. But that's what it looks like we're headed towards, Gelby.
Yeah, first off, I thought Jimmy looked sensational at your cigar event with the stars. Today, though, Jimmy, you need to dress more like that as you did at the star event, because even though I like your Panthers jersey, you look miserable today. What's going on with Jimmy? Looks miserable.
He's tired.
Tell him, Jimmy. Go ahead. It's a game night. Tell him shut his damn mouth.
It's a game night. The Panthers are going to win tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell him to shut that New York yapper.
It's fine. You know, we are here in New York,
Jimmy.
By the
way. I got your back. Elb's not, you know what? He's big, but he's not intimidating. Nice. I got your back, Jimmy.
I said he looked great.
You're telling him he looks miserable. Guy couldn't be more excited.
As
for
I was
a game
sitting
tonight.
Here before,
hey, sorry
before
that your
I
teams
came
aren't
on.
Playing hockey tonight. Our team's playing hockey tonight.
Now, you know what? We got New York culture now. Knicks culture, baby. It's no longer Heat culture. It's Knicks culture. That's what it is right now. And you know what? Solana shaking his head. Let me just throw this out there. The Knicks are very reminiscent of the Miami Heat teams that went to the NBA Finals with Jimmy Butler. And guess what? Jalen Brunson was so much better than Jimmy Butler was. It's not even close.
See,
Most clutch player in the league.
This is why when Hawk and Crowder earlier in the show were saying, oh, the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals are finals, good for the NBA. It's not. This is what you get. This is what you get. Cocky Knicks fan worst type of cocky fan.
I'm right.
Because you've won nothing.
No,
won nothing. You don't know anything about culture.
They've been a joke for 30 years, but they hired Leon Rose. You haven't heard a peep out of James Dolan. And Jalen Brunson has turned this entire organization around. You know I'm right. You know the Heat with Jimmy Butler are similar to the Knicks with Jalen Brunson. The biggest difference is Jimmy Butler won't go fight the old man in the front office and force his way out. Jalen Brunson won't do that like Jimmy did. He won't leave you.
Delby, Cat's going to let y'all down. I'm telling you, Cat's going to let y'all down.
Well, you know what? Let's be real. I had a few whiskey gingers in the luxury box I was in the first half. I was not that happy with Carl Anthony Towns. In the second half, though, he stepped up. He played great. You know, that's what Carl Anthony Towns has always been.
I want to give you a little savvy veteran advice from a guy who always shares video on social media when I'm in the suite. You did some lame picture of, like, Madison Square Garden and wrote, sweet, fully catered. Yeah. Well, you didn't show anything that was fully catered. Now you're dropping a couple of whiskey
towers.
Well,
can I tell you why?
Let's see video, because I'm not really certain you were in the suite.
Can I tell you why? First off, I'll send you a video afterwards. But I was shocked because when I posted that, it was coming off something that was mortifying, where I was making my way from the Delta Club up until the suite. And in the Delta Club, I said, you know what? I love the Garden Burger. Let me get a Garden Burger. They had some sushi right there. I was like, let me get a sushi. So I had one piece of sushi left on my plate. And it was not like a roll. It was the sashimi or whatever it's called. And there's like 10 dudes in an elevator. Door pops up on the third floor. We're going up to 7 to get to the suite. And this unbelievably gorgeous woman gets into the elevator. And she looks at me. And she goes, you're going to eat that last piece of sushi. And I'm like, I'm kind of full. Go ahead, take it. She picks up the sashimi, one bites it, then looks at my buddy. He has like 7 or 8 little hand rolls on the plate. She goes, you mind if I take one? She then drops one of the hand rolls on the floor, whole elevator. 5-second rule, pick it up. Don't worry about it. You know, you could eat it. She then puts the piece of sushi back on the kid's plate, takes another piece, walks right out the elevator when the doors open and said, have a good night, boys. So I was kind of, my mind was blown and I was shell-shocked.
I got to tell
moment.
You, that's the perfect example how great it is to be a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Like, we're sitting here listening to the story going, isn't that great? Now make it me does that. Hey, you're going to eat that last piece of sushi.
Old man creep.
Yeah, old man creep.
You're arrested.
Literally on TMZ. Like old man creep in the sweets.
And before
you go through life, if you're a beautiful woman, you go through life. The world, you are the world's guest.
And let me tell you, before I went up to the suite, I saw Kendall Jenner walk right past me in the Delta Club. My tongue was on the floor. I thought they were going to need to get a wheelchair and take me up to the suite because I was just blown away.
Like Paul Pierce?
Yeah, yeah. Like Paul Pierce indeed. I may have to change my underwear after that, if I'm being honest, just like how Paul did when he dropped the number 2 in his pants.
Delby Story didn't send me to the world is her oyster, except me to mono and bird flu. She don't know where that sushi's been. That's disgusting.
Yeah, they're allowed to do whatever they want to do because they're beautiful.
Let's be real. She looked at me. She looked at me. She said, oh, that's a guy that is fine. I'll take a piece of sushi off his place.
You look healthy.
But let's be real, compared to the other 8 or 9 animals that were in the elevator with me that were half in the bag at that point in their Knicks jerseys. Hey, hello, how are you? I looked like I was like George Clooney, for crying out loud, or Timothy Chalamet compared to those other rats.
Jimmy looked good though, right? Jimmy looked good at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, for real.
I know Jimmy is a star. Jimmy looked like he was like Leonardo DiCaprio kind of star. Yeah, best photo I saw from that entire event.
It was like a cotton linen blend, Jimmy. I asked you that night at Tabacón, who put that outfit together for you, Jimmy? There's no way you put that out together yourself.
Why not, man?
Because I see the way he dresses every day. You commented on it yourself. There's no way he went from that to that without some sort of assistance.
Put it this way. I saw that event, photos of Lawrence Taylor, Joe Rose, Channing Crowder. The three of those guys, three mega stars, they look like not even D-list celebrities, Z-list celebrities compared to what Jimmy was wearing. Jimmy looked like he could be in the Entourage crew.
Who put this thing together, Jimmy? Me. That's who. Doing a lot. All right, so the Knicks are going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, Knicks culture. We're all in.
Gelby, what, are you surprised how the Pacers disposed of the Cavs so easily?
No, I thought the Pacers, I did think, full disclosure, the Cavs were going to win that series in 7, but I thought the Pacers were very alive in that series. And Tyrese Haliburton, how he was voted the most overrated player in the league. I think he's the most disrespected player in the league, because this is now back-to-back years where he's going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And let's be real, when you look at this Indiana Pacers team, it's not having LeBron James or Dwayne Wade on it, right? Or Nikola Jokic or Giannis Antetokounmpo. Or some of these teams that have gone on to win championships. So what he's been able to do, there's probably a ceiling on how far he could get, and maybe that is to the NBA Finals. I don't think he could win a championship in Indiana, but it is unbelievable what he's been able to do through the last few years.
And are we talked about earlier in the show, are we seeing, I said, the changing of the guards, but like the young dudes, the Tyrese Haliburtons, the SGAs, the Jalen Brunsons, like you're seeing the teams that are balling, it's kind of like, damn, they whooping Jimmy's ass. And honestly, when Steph Curry was there, the Timberwolves were still playing with them. It seems like there's a little movement now in the top 8 teams.
Well, let's be real. You had a big three, right, in terms of the stars remaining that were the older guard. LeBron, he's not winning a championship again. KD, he's not winning a championship again, even though he'll probably get traded at some point this offseason, but then he'll probably kill that team as well. And then you got Steph Curry, who, as long as the Warriors continue to enable Draymond Green like they do, they won't win another championship again. So then there's that next wave of guys that won MVPs that are a little bit older, but not still like considered young stars. And Giannis already won one, and Nikola Jokic already won one. So now you have these other guys like an SGA, like a Jalen Brunson, like a Haliburton, like an Anthony Edwards, where it's their time, and we're going to see how long it's going to take one of those guys to get through. But with the way that it looks like it's headed now, you'll probably have the Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals, and the Knicks and the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. So the stars of that team, SGA, Ant-Man, Jalen Brunson, and also Tyrese Haliburton, all have never won a championship. So it's cool.
Speaking of that, if you were starting a team right now, you're a general manager. Only players still alive in the playoffs right now, Gelb. So pretty much the four you mentioned plus Joker. Mm-hmm. Who are you taking to be the star of your team? Number one overall pick. Are you taking SGA? Are you taking Anthony Edwards? Are you taking Joker? If you tell me you're taking Brunson, I'm kicking you off the line, by the way.
What about Jimmy Butler?
Nikola Jokic, and it's not even close. He's the best player in the game right now. It's not even close, and he makes everyone – well, he could try to make everyone else around him better. How many open shots were the Nuggets going to miss last night? Jeez. If they had Solana's friend that he plays like pickup hoops with on the court, they could have maybe won that game last night. They needed one shot to fall. It was crazy.
Solana doesn't play pickup basketball anymore. He plays pickleball at the Dink Club.
Yeah, no, maybe it's just like the Heat now. He's soft, you know? That's just the reality of the situation. You got to admit, though, come on. The comparison.
Fans. I mean, you're such a perfect example of what's going on with Knicks fans.
But I'm just being honest.
Just honestly, why? You're walking around here about culture and Jalen Brunson. But where was that 2 months ago when you were certain they were going to be a first-round exit?
No, second round. Let's be real. I thought they would lose to the Celtics. Come on, you know, give them a first-round victory. But seriously, this is an organization that I'm not comparing them to the Heat when they had LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. I'd be the biggest idiot in the world. But the Heat, when they had Jimmy Butler, they remind me a lot of this Knicks team. And it's even more impressive if the Knicks do get to the finals than what Jimmy did with those Miami teams, because the Knicks were the biggest laughingstock in the league for almost 30 years. They have back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since Pat Riley was the freaking coach.
Gelb, the Heat were the 8th seed and beat the Milwaukee Bucks in 5 in 2023, yes, who had the best record, yes, not in the East, in the NBA, the was National the Basketball Jason Association.
Was that in the bubble?
The whole thing will never be remembered anyway, because Jason Tatum's out. You got to do it against a full-strength team.
Oh, see, now you're just trying to get under my skin. Jason Tatum got hurt when the game was over, and they're already up 3-1.
That's your opinion. I don't mean anything can happen at the end of a...
The beneficiaries, Hawk, of some favorable and questionable calls in that first round series against Detroit, because we all know Detroit was a better team than the New York Knicks.
See, I'm fair. You're not, Solana. Like, I can give credit.
Is Cooper Flagg going to be
Devon Achane on line one?
Is Cooper Flagg going to be a major difference maker in the NBA? We haven't watched enough Duke basketball to know. I don't know if you have, but we don't know exactly.
They called him Larry Bird today on ESPN.
Really?
They called him Larry Damn Bird. Yeah. And you know, I didn't know if you know, Gelby, we're never doing same race comparisons anymore.
We don't do it on this show.
Yeah, we don't do same race comparisons.
You can't compare Cooper Flagg to Larry Bird. You have to compare Cooper Flagg to a black person.
Jason Tatum or Scottie Pippen.
So when I got that text from Jason Barrett earlier today, Zach Gelb reminds me a lot like Mark Hochman, no longer allowed on this show, right?
No, he can only you can only remind Jason Barrett of Crowder.
Yeah, so maybe Leroy Horde.
Oh, okay. Leroy's my guy. I like Leroy. like him a lot more than Solana, let's be real. Anyway, this is where I think Cooper Flagg could be great. Am I willing to say he's generational? I'm not willing to say he's generational yet.
Would you trade Giannis for the right to get Cooper Flagg?
I said this
yesterday. And would you trade away the rights to getting Cooper Flagg in exchange for Giannis?
So I said this yesterday. I just asked this question. And my producers both looked at me like I had 10,000 heads as if I was crazy. And then we both got to, but I don't think the Mavericks will. And also, if I'm Giannis, I'm not going to Dallas after Nico Harrison just shipped Luka Doncic out of town. I think the Spurs, though, could pull off that trade. I do. I would trade a 2, and either you have to get rid of De'Aaron Fox or Castle, and then you have a core of whoever remains with Fox or Castle, whoever you keep, along with Wemby and Giannis onto the
2 and a piece?
Why not?
Are you joking?
No, well, that's like the framework of the deal.
2 and the rookie of the year, Hawk?
Yeah, or De'Aaron Fox.
For Giannis?
The number 2 overall pick in the draft.
Number 2 overall pick and the rookie of the year this past year, plus, you know, some filler and a couple more picks.
I think it would have to be multiple first round picks. But I mean, the 2 for sure, is nice. For
sure. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And then I'm saying that's just the framework of the
deal. I got
you.
I thought that was the only draft pick.
No, but I will be curious. And Giannis, to me, is the second best player in the league. But I would be curious. You had Mikal Bridges go for 5 first-round picks. Everyone thought then a guy like a Luka Doncic would go for 20 first-round picks. Since he only went for 1 in Anthony Davis, does that create a domino effect of not to that extreme, but it's like, okay, you give a established player and then maybe 2 ones to go get someone. I wonder what the effect of the Luka deal is.
Reset the market almost, rather than the ridiculous nature of everything else.
What do you think the percentage of chance is that Giannis is not playing for Milwaukee next season?
Well, I was actually one of the biggest national supporters of Giannis staying in Milwaukee. I slammed the league when they went after the Bucks for selective tampering, and I actually became like some sort of a folk hero in Milwaukee, where they had my name on a restaurant and a menu, and the president of the Bucks invited me out to games. So I have never...
This guy's living a life that we're not even aware of. Yeah. I mean, Zach Gelb's living like a double life.
You know, Jimmy dresses up as a star. I am a star. You know, it's just like the bottom line.
Nobody's been that popular in Milwaukee since Laverne and Shirley.
I was going to say no one's been as popular in the sports radio business than Sid Rosenberg. But
that line that I delivered was specifically for the Ticket Wizard and nobody else.
Yeah, I was going to say that went over. Solana said, Crowder said, Jimmy had, Dan Day may have got it, but I definitely didn't get it. Anyway.
When the Ticket Wizard reads about it in the Miami Herald 3 days from now, he's going to laugh his ass off.
Oh, boy. You know, I don't want to be the
What's the major newspaper in New Orleans? Do you know?
No clue.
Times Picayune. But go ahead.
But anyway, I do think Giannis is going to force his way out, because in all the previous times, the Bucks have had a get out of jail free card to entice him to stay. After going in for Dame and now Dame going to be out for maybe all of next season, I don't think they have the get out of jail free card this time.
All right. There you go. Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York. It was tolerable. Nick's culture is running rampant, baby.
Solana loves the comparison. He knows Brunson is better than that bum Jimmy Butler who left him at the altar. He knows it. He knows it. He can't even knock me off the screen correctly.
Solana just got out of there.
I just booted him off his own show. That's the power that I have. I'm more successful in this market than Solana will ever dream of being. This is the highest rated segment on the station.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Big results.
Humongous, enormous success. Great radio.
A Milwaukee hero, Zach Gelb, ladies and gentlemen, from the Infinity Sports Network. See you, Gelby.
Later, guys. Love you, Solana.
Yes, sir. There you go, Zach Gelb.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yo, NBA, man. Y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering.
Hawk and Crowder.